You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Raw Ministry. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gill here from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to dive into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
Well, I wish somebody would give him praise.
Hallelujah.
We are living in perilous time. The enemy is seeking those whom he may devour.
Come on.
But I want you to know something. As long as God is with you, you will go through the storm. And the storm will not hurt you. Am I talking to anybody? Let me just greet all of God's wonderful ministers in the house. And I greet this stock of Abraham. We serve a great, big, wonderful God. The songwriter said he's always victorious, always watching over us. Now nudge a neighbor and said, rest in the storm. I just want to bring two verses of scripture to you as I encourage your spirit in the Lord. Is that all right? Romans chapter 8. In theology, it is said that if this is the only book that the church had gotten, the whole book is enough to save the church and everybody else. Come on and shout amen. But I'm just going to give you two verses, and the verses are 26 and 27. And it says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning, which cannot be uttered. Now nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, when my flesh refused to pray, the other part of me is praying and groaning with words that I can't even speak. Anybody's back has ever been against the wall? You ever want to pray and can't pray? I've been there. Have you been there? Have you been at a place where you feel like not even prayer can save you now? And all you can do is cry. A few weeks ago, when I wasn't feeling well, the only thing I could do was just sit and say, Jesus. No wonder Shirley Caesar said, oh, how I love calling his name. I said, Jesus. And I got tired of saying Jesus. And the only thing left to do, I just sat and I just bawled. But can I tell you, there is something about crying out to God. I'm telling you, when you come to a place of tears, I'm talking about true tears. Because some people can laugh until they cry, you see. I'm talking about a real tear that is coming from your heart. Let me tell you that God hears and God will respond. I thank God for the real part of me. Because you see, the fleshy side of me, this don't want to serve God. This don't want to obey God. This want to puff up at its own accord. This want to backbite at its own accord. This want to believe what it's want to believe. But I'm telling you that as for me and my house, we will continue to trust God. When men fail, we will continue to trust God. And he that searcheth the hearts, he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. He that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for saints according to the will of God. Tell somebody that I am in the will of God. I am in the will of God. Jesus prayed a prayer when he was on earth, and he said, Father, I thank you for those that you have given me. One of my prisoners wrote, and he asked the question. He said, did we choose God, or did God choose us? And my response is that we did not choose God. We are not wise enough to choose God. We are not educated enough to choose God. Oh, Lord, but God in his infinite mercy, he looked beyond your faults, my faults. He has tried our hearts before the foundation of the earth. And God knew that even though you have done some evil things, God knew that you would respond to the voice of the gospel. Oh, I thank God that he knew my heart. And I am sure and I am secure in the call. Some people don't understand my call. You got to just pay attention to your call. I have a task. And I don't need you to figure it out for me. Because you are not educated to figure it out. The God that has called us, he will help us to figure it out. Because there is a searcher of the heart. And the searcher of the heart, he knows the mind of the Spirit. Anybody love God? Anybody love God? I was reading a few days ago, and now I understand why God would cause me to read that all over again. Because you see, God knew what was coming up against me. You see, sometimes when things comes up against us, you got to watch your flesh. Because your flesh want no good thing. Am I talking to anybody? Your flesh wants to retaliate you. Your flesh wants to cuss somebody out. Your flesh wants to show somebody who is boss. But when the Spirit of God is in control of your heart, you can't help yourself but to behave yourself. God had me reading about how Moses struck the rock. When God told him to speak to the rock, God said, because you dishonor me before the people, you can't go over this Jordan. Moses began to plead with God. And God said, the word of the Lord said that Moses entreated the Lord. And Moses said, Lord, I want to go over. I want to see the land. And God said, Moses, you can't go over. You dishonor me before the people. Don't you know that people can provoke you so that you can't go over? Don't pay attention to those that are provoking you. Listen to the searcher of the heart, because he knows and understands the mind of the spirit. Oh, I wish somebody would praise God. And tears came to my eyes. And I said, God, help me. I don't want to do the opposite of what God asked me to do. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because there is a time when God will cause you to be stern and firm. And there's another time God just says, sit down. Hello? Because the battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord's. And I came in today and I sat down and I remember how God remembered Zerubbabel. Because Zerubbabel wanted to build the house of God, but he couldn't. And God would have sent a vision to say, can't you see that Satan stand at his right hand? Sometimes you're trying to get over, you can't get over, and that is because Satan is standing at your right hand. I call you to wake up and to shake up the anointing of God in your life and recognize when Satan is standing at your right hand. You've got to know when it's time to rebuke. I didn't need the doctor to tell me what was going on with me. Because every believer, at some time or another, you will be facing warfare. Not your neighbor and say, when your brother and your sister is fighting warfare, you better help. Because your day is coming. Let me tell you, your 6 o'clock is coming. Can I tell you that a time is coming when those that profess to be saved is going to be tested and tried? Because you see, some of us believe that we will be sweetly saved if nobody messes with us. I'll be a good citizen if you don't bad drive me. I'll be a good worker if the boss treat me right. The point I'm trying to make is this. When we are saved, our behavior precedes us. You think you can tell somebody that you're filled with the Holy Ghost and nobody have never seen you shed a tear in praise and worship? You'll never lift your hand in praise and worship. You'll never shout hallelujah in praise and worship. You'll never say thank you, Jesus. You're sweetly saved and you'll never have a testimony. Baby, something is wrong. Because every Christian will be tested. Every believer will be tried. But I thank God that the Holy Spirit of God, the Ruach HaKodesh, make it intercession for me. I was saying that when Jesus prayed, Jesus said, none of those that you have given to me will I allow the devil to pluck out of my hand. Listen to prayer. Not your neighbor said he prayed for me too. Say he prayed for me too. Jesus said, and those that are to come. Not somebody said he saw me. And he prayed for me. He knew that I would have answered the call. And he prayed for me. And I am determined that no devil in hell is going to take me out. Hello? Do you know you can sit down and give the devil the win over your life? Hello? But I curse the plans of the enemy. Rise and stand up on your feet. Open your mouth and look at everything that the enemy has against you and begin to curse it. You see, some of us could cuss out some people, but some of you right now don't even know what to say. But I curse the plans of the enemy from off my life. I discharge the plans of the enemy from off my life. The God of heaven, I chose you. I stand in the authority and in the power of God, and I cripple the plans of the enemy. I decree and I declare that the word of God shall take control over my life. The Lord fight for me. I will never lose a battle because the Lord is with me. And I know that the Lord has given me the victory. I know that God has given me the victory. I know that God has given me the victory. I can't see it inside, but I trust God. I can't see it yet, but I trust God. I don't feel well yet, but I trust God with my healing. I don't see the money yet, but my bills are paid. The creditors are calling, but the bills are paid. I believe God for a house. I don't have it yet, but I know I have a house. Not somebody tell him, I have a house somewhere. Somebody may be occupying your house, but not a neighbor, and said, I have a house somewhere. Anybody going to believe God? Come on, trust up your hand in the air and say, God, I believe you. If you can save me, you can provide for me. Come on and tell him how much you trust him. Tell him how much you believe him. Come on and begin to pray. It's not you that is praying, but the spirit that is inside of you. Relax yourself and just begin to talk to God now. Come on, let me hear you talking to the Lord. Come on, the spirit wants to pray for you. Let the spirit pray for you. Hallelujah. 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 Come on and loose that situation from around you. Loose that condition from around you. Take control of that situation and curse it in Yeshua's name. I hear the word of the Lord said, for as many as receive him, he gave them power to become sons of God. Come on and rise up and use the power that God has afforded you. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Sang notable sendiosa. Oh, I wish somebody would pray. Oh, I wish somebody would pray. Oh, I wish somebody would pray. Anybody out there hearing me, it's prayer time. It is time to seek the Lord. The Spirit of God will groan for you. The Spirit of God will carry your prayer to the Father. Begin to pray. Give me your ear for a moment. Give me your ear for a moment. Verse 32 said, He that spareth not his own son, but deliver him up for us all, how shall we not with him also give us all things? In other words, let me break it down. If God freely give us his son, why should we not believe him that he will give unto us all things? All things. all things. Stop the stressing. Stop the worrying. God will make a way for you. But you've got to trust God. Even if the light is about to turn off at 12 o'clock, trust God 11:55. Oh, God, because I tell you, before 12 o'clock show up, the light bill will be paid. Oh, somebody praise God. But you've got to trust God. Worrying about your mortgage and how they're about to take your house, you got to trust God with it. You're talking to a woman that has been there. The house I'm living in now, for 5 straight years, I never pay a mortgage. You couldn't tell, because I come to church shouting and praising God and preaching, and I'm still in my home today. You know why? Because I trust God. When the mortgage company sent me a modification and it didn't meet my approval, I threw it down on my altar. I said, Lord, deal with that. And they call and they say, Mrs. Spirit, have you not gotten the modification? I said, I do not accept that. Why? The earth is the Lord's. Did not the word just say here, he will freely give us all things? So now your neighbor say, why are you worried? Why are you worried? Why are you worried about that which God has already taken care of? The only time a person should be worried is when you know that you're really not his. Let me see the hands of those who know that you are the righteousness of God. Raise up your voices and shout, I am the righteousness of God. Come on and shout it to the roof. Shout it till you believe it. Shout it till you believe it. Shout it till you believe it. Shout it again. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Why? Because you are the righteousness of God. When you're free, I know it. When the chain is off your feet, I'll know it. When the chain is off your hands, I'll know it. God has given you power. For we are the righteousness of God. We shall not be bound. We are free. I am free. Give him glory. If you're free, give him glory. If your chain is broken, give him glory. Oh, glory. I'm free at last. I'm free at last. Praise God Almighty. I'm free at last. Break out of your prison. 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 Break. Break. Break free. Break free. Break. Break. Break the chain! Break!
you feel God? Can you see the angel? Holy God, Holy God, Holy God. Free at last, free at last.
Now lift up your hand and said, my stubborn will. Said, my stubborn will. Come on and say it loud, my stubborn will. At last I healed it. I will be thine and thine alone. Come on, said, Lord, you've set me free. And I will never be entangled in the yoke of bondage again. Said, Lord, set up an embargo between me and the enemy. For I am thy righteousness. Come on and give him praise. Come on and give him praise. Come on and give him praise. Come on and give him praise.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409. Or call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. That number is 1-888-91-6346. Be blessed.